the brachos of Kriya Shema. We mentioned the Mishnah in Masechet Brachot. The Mishnah points out that in the morning we have, as you know, the bracha of Yotzer Hamorov, and then the bracha of Habokha Be'am Yisrael Be'ava, and then the bracha of God Yisrael. There are three brachas in the morning, and then there are four brachas at night time, based on the pasuk, which is quoted by the Yerushalmi, Sheva Bayom Halal Tich, that there are seven brachas that, in effect, characterize the brachas of Kriya Shema. We mentioned yesterday that Rashi actually quotes this Yerushalmi in brachas Daf Yud Aleph, and the question is whether these brachas are considered to be brachas HaMitzvah or Sheva Chodo. That was the issue that we spoke about yesterday. We know that there's a machlokes of Rishonim. There are different types of bracha, correct? There's something called the Berachas HaMitzvah. For example, would you make a lulav and esrog? That's a Berachas HaMitzvah. The Torah commands us to take a lulav and esrog. So the bracha we're going to make is the Berachas HaMitzvah. And that bracha has to be made before we do the mitzvah. Over the asiyasam, that's what the Gemara says. So now the question is, what is the nature of this bracha, of these brachas? Are they comparable to a Berachas HaMitzvah, similar to a bracha you make on Kriyas HaMegillah? That's also called a Berachas HaMitzvah. Or a bracha you make before you say halal. So there are banned in brachas on chabez, and other Rishonim assume it's a Berachas HaMitzvah, and they prove it from the fact that the third bracha, how does the third bracha begin right after I finish Kriyas Shema? How do we begin that bracha? Without saying Lashon of Baruch. What do we say? Emes v'yatziv, v'nochon, v'kayim, v'yosha. Why does it begin with Baruch? Because it's called a bracha smuch l'chabrita. It's connected to what? To the earlier bracha. What does that mean, connected to the bracha? What is it connected to? Emes v'yatziv. We gave an example, Psukah d'Zimra. We said that Yishtabach does not begin with a bracha. Why not? Because it's smuch l'chabrita. What is it connected to? Yishtabach is connected to Baruch Shammah. So even though there's a seemingly an interruption in type of the Zimra, it's not called an interruption. It's not considered to be a hefzer. And there's connection, because it's all one long continuum, correct? One long amira. So here also, the Birchas HaMitzvah, the way the Ramban expresses it, that since it's a bracha, smukha l'chavra, it's connected to the earlier bracha, there's no need to begin the third embassy Yatzin with the bracha. We end with the bracha of Gal Yisrael. However, it doesn't begin with the bracha. So we pointed out that the Ramban says that this is called a Berachas HaMitzvah, that's how you understand it. However, many Rishonim disagree, and they assume that these brachas are not brachas on the Kriya Shema, but Harag, you don't make a bracha, Asher Kedishon, Mitzvah, Mitzvah, Likuras HaShema. It's true that there is a mitzvah to say Kriya Shema, it's a mitzvah in the Torah. How do you know it's a mitzvah in the Torah to say Kriya Shema? You saw what it says in the Pasuk, the Gemara brachas?
Which Pasuk?
You tell me, that's what I'm asking you.
Shavuot Kumecha.
Correct, the Shavuot Kumecha. Sorry, I sort of caught you on your way in, but Baruch Hashem, I know you are a good man, and you know all these Gemara. So therefore, since we don't make such a bracha, so therefore, the assumption, of course, is that we're talking about what's considered to be a kind of Shevach Vahodah. And that's what it is. Now yesterday, if you recall, at the end of the Shir, we connected the three parshas of Shema with the three brachas, and I believe that connection is a correct connection. And now I'll mention also something else. There are those who have a minog. I've seen it. I don't do it, actually. But there are those who have a minog, when they say Yotzei Or, it's quoted actually by the Be'er Hektiv in Shulchan Aruch. One of the Mefarshim in Shulchan Aruch mentions, you have a sitter, that when you say Yotzei Or, what do? Correct, you touch the Tefillin Shel Yad. And when you say Bari Choshev, you touch the Tefillin Shel Rosh. What's the reason for it? There were Gedolei Yisrael, actually, who did it as well. But the reason for it is because this, in effect, is in order to teach us, or to give a remez to the idea that the only reason why Hashem created day and night is to mekayim a pasuk. What pasuk in Yoshua? Perak Aleph. It's v'gisa bo yom v'layla. That pasuk appears in what pasachta? It appears in brachas. Taisus talks in the brachas. Daf Yud Aleph the days when he talks about Berachas HaTorah. It tells us the mitzvah is an ongoing mitzvah. But there's no hesek hadas. That's correct. No need for a new bracha. I spoke about it. But the Shlach Kodesh brings them. Shavua quotes it. You're supposed to be mechaber yom v'layla in the Torah tefillah. You're supposed to connect the day and the night by learning Torah, and also by davening. And actually there were many Gedolei Yisrael who were annoyed like that, and there's no question that that's what people do. They have a mashmish, so I see you do it. You are an outstanding Ben Torah, that's obviously clear for anyone who observes you, as I do all the time anyway, and that's why when you don't appear, I miss you, but you are busy, and therefore you are potter, or is it the mitzvah, potter, or mitzvah? Yes?
We discussed in the relationship briefly question of Tosos might have brought up, I'm not sure, whether or not you go to sleep, think about Torah, whether or not you have to make your breakfast in the morning.
That is a discussion among the Dolia Paskin, but Tosos assumes another question. that Shina is a hefsek. Many Rishonim assume that's how we pass on the halacha, that Shina automatically is a hefsek. It's automatically considered to be a hesek hadas, and therefore you would make a new bracha. I think I spoke about this text of the brachas a little while ago when we discussed what our Soloveitchik said, that there are two types of hesek hadas. We spoke about a child, a parent taking a child to school, and I mentioned that a mother never loses sight of the child. The father hopes the child will be there, even though he's 3 years old, will be there from 8:30 in the morning till 9 o'clock at night, and he's potter min hadavar, and he's now exempt from having anything to do with his child. The mother, even though she may not have the child under her thumb at that moment, but her mind never has a child for a moment, is masiyah das from the child. So the tvei dinim hesach hadas. That's why our selection set trap and tasted in brachas tapid alpha beis. When he finished the first paragraph of Chulin, I was present at that siyum, and that's what he said over. It became very, very famous words. And this is based on the pasuk Bagisa Yom Balayla, Shiny Torah, Shein Be'ayish Naito. So what you pointed out, the name of Rabbi Rachman Shlita, Marenu Rabbeinu, correct, is that really there should be no need to make another Berachas HaTorah as long as you constantly think in Divrei Torah. But the Rishonim say that Shina is called a Hefsek. Anyway, I'm back over here, and in the Berachas Kriyat Shema. So then we pointed out now that we have this connection, as we mentioned, and I also should point out something else, which I think is also significant. I mentioned that the three parshas of Shema are, the first parsha is Kabbalah Sol Mam Shamayim. That's a Mishnah, correct? Mishnah in Brachas. Second parsha is called by the Mishnah, Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs, where we accept upon ourselves the mitzvahs, the Yoga Mitzvahs. The third parsha deals with Yitzias Mitzrayim, and Tzitzis 100%. That's what it is. And therefore, by the way, in general, the Be'er Hektev, I saw right that in Sinan Sanach, he has the following comment. He claims that, he quotes from Kabbalistic Svarim, that you should have actually, you know, there are, after davening, some people actually say that's a davening. I'll get back to this in a second. There are what the Poskim call Sheish Zechiros. Anyone familiar with that? Anyone say it here? No. Six Zechiros that we have after davening. This Siddur, I suspect, does not have it. It seems to be very basic, very fundamental. Anyway, but yes, it does happen. I was chashim b'ksherim. There's a minute to say Sheish Zechiros b'chol yom. You see after the davening, one of them, of course, is Yitzias Mitzrayim. One of them is remembering Mamon HaSinai. One of them is remembering Amalek. One of them is remembering the Ego. One of them is remembering Miriam. And one of them is remembering Shabbos. Anyway, but he writes over there are four Zechiros, the Be'er Hektev. He says they are Matan Torah, Amalek, Miriam, and Mitzrayim. And you should have in mind when you say the Abba Rabba, have in mind all these Zechiros. That's what he writes, the Be'er Hektev. And when you say Uvanu Vacharta, you should remember, take a look now in the bracha of Abba Rabba, Uvanu Vacharta, you should remember Mamon HaSinai. When you come to the Shimcha Gadol, have in mind Ma'ase Amalek. Why? Because the Gemara says, and Rashi quotes it in B'Shalach, Ein Hashem Shalem, Ven Akise Shalem, Ad Sheimocha Zara Shal Amalek. Hashem's name will not be full till Amalek is blotted out. And therefore, that's what you have to be mechavet. Then when it says, Lahodo Secha, you have to have in mind that your mouth was created to say, Shevach Vodot to Hashem, and not to speak Lashon Hara. As Chazal indicated with reference to Miriam HaNaviah, who spoke against her brother Moshe Rabbeinu, that's what most of Shalom learned. That was the chet of Miriam, and therefore we have one of the zechirot. And when you say the end, the whole zechirot, the chet of Yavam, we say the parsha of Ayomer, you have to have in mind for Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Magen Avraham says you have to have in mind for the Ma'aseh Egel. Okay, whatever the case is, I'm just simply indicating that we have at the end of davening we have these say zechirot. There are many people who are medakdek to say the say zechirot after davening with all the psukim. The fact of the matter is that you don't really find in the Gemara and the Pesukim such an idea. The only thing we really find is one Zechira, which is Yitzias Mitzrayim. That we do find, and we also find Amalek before Pasha Zachar, and on Shabbos certainly Zachar on Shabbos and Katsha, but there are people who are medacting to say Sheish Zechiros. Anybody here say that to Davin? Sheish Zechiros, it's a nice thing, it's nothing bad with it. You won't be punished. You can say it, you may even be rewarded, you may get a star. Even if you come from Uman or go to Uman, anyway, you may get a start by saying Sheish Zechiros. It's a very good thing to add Sheish Zechiros. Not a bad thing. Yes?
Just to go back a little bit, I don't know if you mentioned, if I mentioned this or not, but by Mizmor Shir, I heard this week that it's not part of Lizzo Ashkaz and the girl that didn't say Mizmor Shir, did you ever say it?
Yes, I happen to say Mizmor Shir. The reason my father Shom said it, so I generally do what my father did, is there's a story about the Maharal in Prague. You're probably familiar with it. Now, they claim the Maharal created a golem. There is such a story. You heard the Maharal in Prague?
Yeah. Great story.
And the story is that the Maharal created a golem being an android. I don't know how else to define that. How do you translate golem?
What
did you call it?
I heard it was like a crazy type of rock monster thing.
Made of clay.
Apparently, and somehow he was able to emulate as a human being, and there's even a shaila in the Chacham Tzvi, one of the great poskim, whether a golem is matzura to a minion. What would you say? So there's one problem with the golem. The Gemara actually has in Sanhedrin several stories about Tanoim Amaroi who were able to create anthropoids. These type of golem, but the Mashah writes over there, they were missing one thing on the Shabbat, that they weren't able to create. So even though there are scientists who feel they'll be able to clone human beings shortly, but there may be one thing missing. It's called an Neshama. And that I don't think they'll be able to do, since only the Almighty, the Baruch Shalom, has the ability by Ipach Be'apam Nishmas Chayim. Okay, so now back to your question, which was the question of Mizmos Yudah Moshachah. So let's just finish the story with the Vilna Gaon, with the Maharal Mifrag rather. So the Maharal Mifrag created a golem. And he used to send them on missions, all kinds of missions. So one day the Golem was on a mission Erev Shabbos, and the Maharal Mifrag was waiting for him to come back. And the Maharal did not want to accept Shabbos till the Golem returned. So the story goes that the Maharal in Prague, in the Altnoy Shul, where he was the Rav, told the people, we cannot say Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos till the Golem returns. Because Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos, as you know, according to some poskim, there are three opinions when
we accept Shabbos.
Exactly, when we accept Shabbos. The opinion we did in the Gemara, when do we accept Shabbos? Baruch. However, there's a second opinion, which was excellent, the Chadodi, perhaps even the end of the Chadodi, when we go out to face the Gemara in Baba Kama, the Gemara in Shabbos, when we go out to greet the Sabbath Queen. And the third opinion is Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos. And for that reason, I stand up, my father Shalom stood up, and all these things. Stood up for the Chadodi, and stood up for Baruch, and stood up for Mizmor Shir, because the Taz writes as an Indian of Kabbalah when you Makabal Shabbos to do it by Nida, and that's what I do, that's my minute. One second, I didn't finish the story yet. So the Maharal is waiting, so the people are getting antsy. So they say Mizmor Shir once. Then the Golem still hasn't yet come back. They say Mizmor Shir a second time. And finally the Golem returns, and then the Maharal said we have to say Mizmor Shir a third time. And allegedly there is such a practice in Prague to say Mizmor Shir three times every Friday night, because of what happened, the story of the Golem. Now, someone asked me many years ago, Rabbi, do I have to believe that the story of the Golem occurred? And I, of course, responded to him, do you know who you're talking to? He said, no, a Litvak. You know Litvaks?
Lithuania.
I come from Lithuania. Are you aware of that?
Yes.
Thank you. So it means in the following sense that everything has to have a rational foundation. So I'm not into the... And then I once heard a very, very famous Rav professor who indicated that the story is Lahoya v'lo Nivra, similar to what the Gemara says Tzadetin about the number of Parshas of Humish, namely Metzor Meira, Rosh V'Kabal Sfar, so I guess that's what it's all about. So you're talking to a Litvak, but it's very nice and very beautiful, and we like to tell stories about the Golem. And, you know, I don't know, there's a paper in the United States called the Jewish Press. I've not seen it in many years. I just saw it recently because I was I came back from the frozen tundra. And I didn't say that, nor do I say that. But anyway, the kids are. I came back from the frozen tundra. And over there, I noticed that paper. And they have in the middle the swashbuckling exploits of the Golem. And not this one, but years and years ago, I saw the swashbuckling exploits of the Golem of Maharal Mifrag. And exactly how they know all his swashbuckling exploits, maybe I can ask you. They'll tell me how they are aware of all these exploits. I do not know. But anyway, this Rav professor, I don't know if I should mention his name, but he held a Lahoya v'lo Nivra. There's no need. It's not one of the Ikrei Emunah that we have to believe in the Golem, etc. Okay, that takes care of the Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos. So what did you ask exactly?
I believe, unless I was unclear, my question was Mizmor Shir Chanukah Zabayis every morning.
Oh, Mizmor Shir Chanukah Zabayis. I heard it's Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos. Now, I discussed that already a while ago.
I do say it.
The practice of Sfardim, as you know, is different than Ashkenazim. Namely, what do we point out regarding the Sfardim? When do they say the Mizmor Shir? Look at the Sahar, here you are. You came just in time. Yes, when do you say Mizmor Shir Chanukah Zavayis
Adonai? I say Mizmor Shir at the end of Davening also, but I say it, I think, during after Hodu.
Excellent. That's what Sfardim do. But what is the Mashmoz of the Shulchan Aruch? If you recall correctly, I believe it's the Siman Nun Aleph, if I'm not mistaken, it's Mashmah, the Shulchan Aruch, that right after the Karbanos, we say Bar Shoma, exactly as Sar indicated. However, the Minhag HaOlam is that based on Pi Ari HaKadosh, that we say first, Mizmor Shir Chanukah, Sabai Zadav, then Kaddish Yosom, it is the Yosom, we say Kaddish, and the fact of the matter is that, because I explained to you once, Mizmor Shir Chanukah, Sabai Zadav, Avi, how are you? What are you carrying? There's some gold? Ah, gold. Anyway, Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabai Yisrael David, as you know, that what is it talking about, that Mizmor, since we, I think I spoke about this. Tell me, what is the content of that Mizmor? But you tell me, Rabbi Yisrael Shlita, what is the content of that Mizmor? You can figure it out. Just start reading some of the psukim. Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabai Yisrael David. What does it seem to be talking about? Okay, not Chanukah per se, but the Chanukah Besamikdosh, that's for sure. Next. Aro Mimcha Hashem Ki Dili Sami. What has Hashem done? Dili Sami. Dili Sami, what does Dili Sami mean? You have a sitter with a translation?
Yes.
You do. Please translate it for me. Aro Mimcha Hashem Ki Dili Sami. Hashem has? What does it mean? Draw me up. Excellent. And he has not
placed my
arms
in front of the enemies. Right?
Placed? Lo simachta. He has not permitted my enemies to vanquish me and thereby gloat over, shall we say, their victory. So therefore, it seems that it's talking about what? Enemies. Your enemies involved. Next. Hashem Elokai Shivati Elecha Batir Poeini. What does that sound like now? We're talking about that he was in a state of illness. There was some illness. You see, every pasuk tells us something else about Mizmor Shir Chanukah. Next, Hashem Elisa Mishol Nafshi. He was down in the depths, in the doldrums. He Sani, Hashem has once, I've undergone a renaissance. I've been resuscitated. He Sani, what does it say there after that?
Preserved me from my descent to the pit.
What was I? He Sani? Preserved me. Bar, I was somewhere in the pits, pardon the expression. Continue. Okay, so all you see, there are different possible scenarios, Rabbi Yosef, that Mizmor Shir Chanukah is going to be talking about. If that's the case, so I once heard in the name of Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky Zatzal, since you see Mefarshim have a machlokes regarding Mizmor Shir Chanukah, so I should really turn to it. What exactly is happening, whether it's a machla or whether it's enemies or something along those lines? There was a nest that happened, so that's why they would come to Shul to daven. And since Tzvila begins with Bar Shomar, especially with Zman Chazal, that they said brothers at home. But Fiyah Seder, so therefore, a person says, Yishivati Alecha Mati Ba'eni, and again, but it's not really part of Tzvila Zimmer, that's your point, because really, Tzvila Zimmer begins with Bar Shomar. And Mizmor Shir Chanukah, by the way, was not said by, shall we say, David HaMelech. Mizmor Shir Chanukah is really taken from Sukkim of Shlomo HaMelech. What?
I believe the Gra didn't say that.
That's right, 100%. So again, aside from those who follow the Nagi Agra, the Minhag HaOlam is that people do actually say it. But in effect, as I said, after Karbonos, we should say Bar Shomar. The Maisa Minhag HaOlam is not like that. With the exception of those who follow the Gra, people say Mizmor Shir Chanukah, Kaddish Yosom, and then Bar Shomar. That's the Ashkenazi practice. But the Sephardi practice, as Sarah described it, is obviously different because they are following what the Mechaber says in Shemar. Okay? Good. So I'm sorry, I thought you spoke about Mizmor Shir Yom HaShabbos, but in fact you were talking about Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabai Sadov. Okay, let me just finish my point that I wanted to make over here, and that is that we were talking about the Brichas Kriyat Shema. Let me just make one very significant and very important, shall we say, Ha'ara, which not everyone is aware of it. But if you notice that my practice is a Machlok Se Mechaber Ne'amah, in Shulchan Aruch, whether you answer Amen after the bracha v'avoche v'amo yisrael v'yavo, I assume you're familiar with it. The Mechaber says that you don't answer Amen. It's a hefsek. And the Ramah says no. That if you're saying together with the tzibur, you're going to say Amen after the shliach tzibur when he finishes the bracha. That's what the Ramah says. That this is the proper thing to do. Mishnah Berurah seems to indicate there's a machlokes here. There is a machlokes in Mechaber Ramah. It's actually a machlokes of Rishonim. Whether the bracha of Ava Rabba, as I told you earlier, is a brichas hamitzvah. If it's a brichas hamitzvah, you can't be mafsek. Even by Nias Omen. Or maybe it's not a bracha, as we mentioned, Sherech Lodah, he says, Machogs of Rishon, Machogs of Ramban, and the Azorua holds the Zevichas HaMitzah, and the Rashba and others hold the Zevichas Sherech Lodah. But whatever the case is, there's a question whether you can answer Omen. So what is your practice? Oh, Shoyim.
Well,
Let's stop. What's your practice? Do you answer Amen? So here the Mishnah Berurah tells you in Siman Nun Tes, he discusses it, and also the Taz passes the Chatchila. What should you do? Say it together with the Shiach Tzibur. I noticed that the Rosh Hashiva, the Yeshiva Star Shraga, that's what he does. I've been observing him for a long time. And his practice is to say it together with the Shiach Tzibur. Why? Because of this, to avoid this machlokes. By the way, a similar issue occurs when else? Excellent, God Yisrael, beautiful. You are a good man, a wonderful man, outstanding, superlative, even fantabulous. So now there was Ochet, wow, Baruch Hashem, Ribbono Shelo was Mezakas. So let me just finish this point. And so the similar thing by God Yisrael, that's what holds the Ramban, where the answer Amen of the God Yisrael, but here you have the same issue. And therefore, the best thing to do, that's what many Gdol Yisrael did, they said the Bracha together with the Shiach Tzibur. That's what I observed, many Gdol Yisrael, even though it's true that there are those who answer Amen in many yeshivas, in Panovich, and Tells, and Chaim Berlin, they answer Amen together, because that's apparently what the where Avi Gedol Yisrael were, shall we say, were knowing to do. However, I'm just indicating to you that that's a minhag ha-yeshivas. You know, there was a great Gadol who just passed away. I heard that. I was not here. I was still in the frozen tundra. That Rav Moshe Shapiro, at the time of the Bracha, one of the Gedolei Hador, just passed away. So he used to say all the time that if you want to be Meshaneh HaMinhag ha-yeshivas, you have to be from the Gedolei Hador. If you're not from the Gedolei Hador, you can't be Meshaneh HaMinhag ha-yeshivas. I'll give you another example. God's hits, we mentioned God's yourself. I'm coming to you one second. We mentioned God yourself. So what do you do over there? What is the very, very popular minhag? I think it's the most popular minhag, as far as I know, regarding the bracha of God yourself. What do people do? Because he was
say God yourself. Don't
say
Yisrael.
I'll stop it. Don't say Yisrael.
No, what I'm asking is, what do many, many, shall we say, shluchei tzibur do when they come near the bracha of God yourself? They lower their voice. Excellent. I do not know of any makor for this. I've been examining the matter for several decades. Decades. D-E-C-A-D-E-S. Do you know what decades means?
I think it means like multiple 10-year
Excellent. Woman, that's a very good place. Teaches you English. So, there are those who, because of the suffix, I'll get to you. Because of the suffix, you know, I'm a bit long-winded. It's interesting that the other week, I spoke on Friday night in a Sephardic synagogue. I spoke in several Sephardic synagogues in Flatbush, Ir HaKadosh, New York. Anyway, so the, I should say, Ir HaKadosh, Flatbush, Betoch, New York. So the rabbi, Rabbi Shaul, in Magen David, where I spoke on Friday night, he just asked me on the spot. He said, but Rabbi, not more than 7 minutes. So I said to myself, where did he assume that somehow that rabbi who was asked to speak would automatically speak more than 7 minutes? So then I realized it. Rabbi Shemula must have revealed the information to him. Anyway, and that is that many people lower their voices in order that the tzibur should not hear God Yisrael, should not answer that suffix, whether they can answer Amen or not, the Ramban and the Mechaber Amor. But that is not the correct thing to do, I heard from my Rebbe Rav Soloveitchik. Namely, that Harav Henkin, Zatzal, there was a great goal named Rabbi Henkin. I don't know if you've ever heard, there was a terrible tragedy here many months ago that a great-grandson of Rabbi Henkin, whose name was Henkin, he was a Rav also, was killed, he and his wife. What a terrible, terrible tragedy. So his great-grandfather, he was also a big Talmud Chacham, a young man, he was 30 years old, he was a historian, he was a Talmud Chacham. Anyway, so his great-great-grandfather, Rabbi Yosef Leo Henkin, paskin that we should not follow this practice of lowering our voices. But what should we do? Do what Rabbi Soloveitchik did, or Rabbi Henkin did, which is that the divine Mashiach Tzibur, here's what I do. Goalenu Hashem Tzvogo Shmo Kedosh Yisrael Baruch Atah Hashem Goal Yisrael. At that level I say it. And that's what they do in TABC. Students of Rabbi Soloveitchik, of Rabbi Henkin, of Rabbi David Baran, and he told us to Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, that's all. Because the Ikas Takanos Chazal, where the Shiach Tzibur should daven out loud from Yotzer Ol Tishman Asrei to be Motzi, someone who's not a Baki. So even though Tehman not so Makbi, but at least at the beginning of the Bracha, and the end of the Bracha, we can say the Kol Ram. And Rabbi Yashiv also, Zatzal, was also Medaktik on this. Okay, just, I just mentioned Derech Agam because it came up here in the course of the discussion, and I thought you should be aware of it. And I think you should be aware of it. And Rav Henkin was very, very medaktic about this particular matter. Okay, there were several comments, and I am glad to field whatever comments. And if I have difficulty, I'll discuss it with the Rosh Hashiva. Go ahead.
So when it comes to Abu Kharba and Yisrael Be'ava, so I've never heard anyone say, like, there's no real suffix when it comes to that. I mean, when it comes to Gal Yisrael, people are much more worried for the suffix, so they lower their voice. Like, I've never heard anyone lower their voice for Abu Kharba and Yisrael Be'ava.
Wow.
So what's the case? Why?
Wow. Very good, very fascinating Gahara that you raised. Very good. Well, so where did that come from as opposed to over here?
Right.
Above the Yisrael Be'ava. Wow. It's not really fair to ask me. I don't practice that. So I have to ask someone who practices that. One second. Who has that practice? You do? Okay, now the onus is on you.
No, just because the suffix in Galilee is whether or not you say the... Isn't it whether or not you say the end or in Abu Kharba Moshe Be'ava? Everyone agrees that the Shliach Tzibor says it. It's just whether or not the rest of...
What's the subject over here by Gal Yisrael?
Isn't the subject by Gal Yisrael whether or not you can answer Amen?
Yeah. By Gal Yisrael, correct. One second. Excellent. The subject by Gal Yisrael is whether you can answer Amen after the bracha, or we're worried about a hefsek. So the Mishnah Berurah says over there, better to say it together with the Shliach Tzibor, therefore you're not mechuyav to answer Amen.
Right.
Or he gives even another example. Begin the Shemoneh Esrei a little bit before the Shliach Tzibor, which means what pasuk should you say before the Shliach Tzibor? Hashem Sosai Tzitzok. And he also by the bracha by bracha Amo Yisrael Be'ava. What's the issue here? Seemingly the same issue. There's a question. The answer, Amen. So your question is very, very well placed. Wow, you arrived in time. Wow, Hashem should bless you.
Amen.
Oh, you Uman. So I've never done this. So therefore, I am not. But we have to ask all the others here. The others is Amen. But lechuras, there should be no distinction. You are correct. But anyway, that's why many annoying, like Rosh Hashiva of Torah Shraga. So what he does, I observe him all the time. So what he does is the following. I observe that he, says the bracha of Avraham, Avraham, Yisrael, V'Ava, together with the Shliach Tzibor. This way he avoids that issue. And Gal Yisrael is said out loud. Mamish out loud, that's what Shliach Tzibor should say it out loud. And everyone should say it together with him. That's what Mishnah Berurah tells you what to do. Okay, yes.
Is there a problem necessarily with lowering your voice by Gal Yisrael?
According to my humble opinion, the answer is yes. It's supposed to be said the entire bracha of Kriya Shema out loud, all the way from the beginning of Yotzer Avar Yechoshev till Shvat Esrei out loud. Why do you suddenly lower your voice?
Now,
what's the mocker for it? You please show me a mocker. I'm only looking several decades. Maybe you'll find one because you have. Shall we say, I bought when I was in the Chutzaritz, I was freezing. I had to buy myself a pair of gloves. And the gloves have this metal tips. So I said to myself, why? What exactly is the nature of this? So I went over to someone, the guy who sold to me. So he said to me, where are you from? What do you mean, where am I from? I asked him, what is the nature of these metal tips to the gloves? Why do I need metal tips for? What am I looking to create an electromagnetic field? I don't understand. So he comes to me, he said basically, he went like this to me, which indicates that something is clearly awry with me. And he said, where were you born? Where do you come from? So I said, I come from Eretz Yisrael. He said, there they don't have... That's what he does to me. They don't have this? So I said to him, what's this? I asked him, are your fingers digitalized? He didn't know what that word meant. I agree.
Concur.
Very difficult situation.
That's what
he said. He then explained to me, he then takes out a variety of telephones to show me what this is for. And I said, is that the reason why it's so expensive? He said, yes. I said, that I'd prefer not to purchase it. Isaac, did you take off these metal tips? Essentially, he was asking me if I was operating with a full deck. Plus, the answer is fairly obvious. But anyway, I got a kick out of the whole thing. So what you're asking, I want you, Hamotzi Mechavero, all of our Araya, please bring your Araya to this practice. Maybe you'll ask, one second, you learned by two grandchildren of two Dole Ador. Maybe you'll ask those grandchildren what the Makar for this. I'd like to know. I've been looking for decades, came out my entire life, I've been searching for the source. But I heard from Rav Soloveitchik in the name of Rav Henkin Zatzal that one should not follow that practice. So I do not follow that practice. You know why? I listen to my Rabbein. My Rabbein to me are Kodesh Kadoshim. You for sure. I don't even have to talk to you. You were zochet to learn by Dole Hador, who are grandchildren of Dole Hador. He's my Rebbe Muvok. I see him, I just don't know what to do first. You have to find me the source. Svadim don't do it. Never heard of it. And Ashkenazim, that I'm familiar with, also never heard of it. Where did it come from? Yosef, I need a source for that. I've been looking for decades.
My assumption is that maybe...
Assumption.
Well, it's just an assumption.
I've been searching for 50 years. Oh, you have assumption.
People had a fear that people were going to go ahead and respond to me.
Right. You are 100% correct. A very practical suggestion.
So the first verse, that's what I was always talking about.
Okay, that's what you meant. Okay, but I...
First verse goes in and lowers his voice, and then...
I got it.
And then the emotional practice is the definition of
Rav. Okay. I think it's a very difficult position to defend, and especially since I told you that the Mi'ikra Takon of Chazal was to say the entire Kriya Shema B'Kolo. There's a concept called... You probably... Oh, this is Masechet Megillah. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Anything outside bracha that you're not allowed to.
Some people learn Megillah with Rabbi Fuchs.
Ah! Yeah. Excellent! So you have, are you one of them?
I'm not one of the lucky fellows.
Okay.
Bracha reputation is a little tough for me to grasp.
Hashem should give you koach to master both these masechtas. We call our shas, we call our Torah kula.
Amen.
You should get the ratzon and the cheshek to learn, because learning Torah is the most delightful and absolutely, I would say, there is nothing comparable to it. I don't know anything in the world that's comparable to it. Someone told me, but Rabbi, did you ever eat a good steak? I said, you compare a steak to ashtukotel, a pie briska? Are you in your right mind? Clearly, he wasn't. So he asked me, Rabbi, did you ever eat moose? So I pretended I didn't know what moose is. I said, I generally don't eat animals that have antlers on them. He said, I don't mean that moose. I mean the moose which is like a chocolate souffle and cream and tons of sugar and everything unhealthy. I said, I don't eat that either, because it says, when Nishmatim Olam Ashoseichem, after God your health. So he said, you know what I mean? Something that is very tasty and delightful, and you like tasty things. I said, I do like tasty things. And Shabbos especially, only Shabbos. But there's nothing as tasty as Machlokes B'Chab Rabo. Or the Rambam Ramban. Or Rav Briska Lov. Or Rav Chaim Briska. Or Rav Soloveitchik's Torah. Oh. Mosik midvash for nefesh sufi, sweeter than honey and the droppings of the honeycomb. Would you not say so?
I agree.
Hashem should bless you, all of you. Okay, so where are we up to? Yes.
It's not really. I don't know if anyone else reminded the Rosh Hashiva. I didn't. Did the Rosh Hashiva remember? He told us to remind him to say Kiddush Lebanon last night.
I did. Who reminded me? Hatzadik. He saved me, because today is the last day, I believe, the Kiddush Shabbat. You saved me, so the entire drive on the way home, I said to myself, we are going to Mekadesh the Livono. I sang it the whole way home, so I shouldn't forget. I called up my wife to tell her, please remind me about Kiddush Shabbat. My wife was waiting for me outside my house to say Kiddush Shabbat. Thank you. Mr. Brewer said, if you say Kiddush Levana, You will not be nizak kol achodesh. You won't be harmed the entire month. Don't ask me any questions. Rav Yosef. That's what Mishnah Berurah says. The Gemara says that?
The Gemara talks about it and someone says that.
The Gemara Sanhedrin. Do you have the Gemara Sanhedrin here? Is the Gemara Sanhedrin?
And then someone said, that's not true. Because I accepted Shabbat and then like 4 hours later got harmed or something like that.
That is exactly what I just alluded to a second ago.
Is the Gemara Brochus about davening?
Nay, the Gemara says, Vasikin. You have Vasikin, he had a smile on his face, Rabruna, and Kol Hayom, and he's not Nizak. Correct, that says it about that, and the Shabura says it regarding the Sosan Levin over there. Okay, but anyway, what it means, it means the following. To answer your question, but essentially, that is true, that a person will not be Nizak Kol Hayom if you say, thank you, I just don't know if I can find it in these Gemaras, I'm not accustomed to these Gemaras, and this one only has it actually. Good. Okay, let me find the Gemara. I'm not used to this Gemara, to this pagination. I have a Tzura Satap in front of me, and that's my problem. That's how I remember things. I don't remember when I have very different types of Tzura Satap. Is there no regular Gemara?
Yeah, the bottom.
But thank you very much. I just can't. I'm sorry. Rav Steintels is wonderful. He's outstanding. Yeah, Hashem should give him a Refuah Shleima. He needs a Refuah Shleima. The Gemara says, by the way, my wife has a minute to say Kiddush Havana as well, so that's why it was good. Practice is not, women are not to do as in Mishnah Berurah Paskins. You're asking, it's a mitzvah say. It's not a mitzvah say, that's for sure. The second is a zman grama. That's what you're discussing that with me. And therefore, but that's not the reason why the Mishnah Berurah says that women don't say it. They don't say it because the Gemara says, and Chazal say, a woman was gorei the head of other Arisha, the Pagam and the Levana. As a matter of fact, we say that. I don't know, I should really say a shir here on Kiddush Levana. That probably would be the best thing, so it'll give you some idea of what that tefillah is all about. But the Gemara here discusses it. In the end of... let's take a look at my... Here I know the Tzura Sadaf, and I've just... it's right over here. Shalom Aleichem, you can come inside. We're discussing something very beautiful.
Ashir.
You have shir? What shir are you going to? He's here right now?
Guess not.
So what did he say on?
What?
Masechet Megillah?
Brachos.
Brachos, okay, very good. Doesn't the Shia start at 3:05?
Yeah.
You're both. Jesus Makdim the Mitzvahs. You are a good man.
Wow.
You like to come earlier.
Yeah. Exactly.
Wow, so you can, you're allowed to stay here if you tell Isa. Wow, you're even a better man. So the Gemara says here, it tells you all about Kiddush Havana, but it doesn't mention this element with the Mishnah Berurah quote. The Kiddush Havana that you will not be harmed the entire day. We have a wonderful group of people, and you will obviously just add to our luster. You will add to our luster. We have a lot of luster here. Do you see that?
Yeah.
I'm serious. I'm quite serious. There are very fine people here.
I know.
And I enjoy their presence immensely.
So do I.
And on Wednesday, I have them even more. From 2 o'clock till 2:45. I'm really lucky. Hashem has blessed me. Doubly, triply. Anyway, but there is such a Gemara, Daf Mem Beis. That's what you're referring to. But the Gemara here does not mention this element of not being Nizok. That if you do Kiddush Havana, you won't be harmed the entire month. So you're asking, hi, there are people, Chas V'Shalom, things happen. The answer is because of other reasons. It is not exclusive. It means a person has to be a complete and total, shall we say, Malach Hashem Tzvokos, or someone who's a big tzaddik, that Hashem should not in any way harm the person, because Hashem only, shall we say, sends us all kinds of messages that we have to be cognizant of. We have to try our best to be doma to a Malach Hashem Tzvokos, like all of you, especially from Uman. So we have to be, that's a warm, shall we say, hat.
And that's good, because the other keeper wasn't big enough.
Wow. It's machmir even more than the Chachma Shloima. Even more than Avshlomo Kluga. Avshlomo Kluga said you have to wear a kippah like yours. That's more or less makib kala rosh. That covers most of the head. But he, oh wow. Oh, are you feeling all right? Okay. I'm sorry. He's very, they're very, okay. Oh Hashem. Unbelievable. How's Yeshiva treating you?
Very well.
Oh Hashem. How are you learning? You're learning well? You're making progress, making strides.
I am.
Oh Hashem, you should become a big Talmud Chacham. So we hope everyone to become a Talmud Chacham. Oh, I wanted to mention one more thing. I forgot in the course of my, shall we say, ramblings. The Mishnah Berurah also points out here something as well. That Kel Melech Ne'eman. Where does that come from? This Kel Melech Ne'eman business. It's such
that's only true for Yechidus, huh?
So when you daven Yechidus, you correct? that you go ahead and say Kel Melech Neman. What is that? What's the basis for that? What's the issue? What's it based on? How many words are there supposed to be in the Kriya Shema? 248 Evarim, 248. So now, if you don't... Correct. If you don't... What do you do biyachid? The answer is so. Some say actually there are 15 vavim members v'yatziv. That's what I think the those who claim. But the here you have the eitzah of kel melech neman. It's mentioned. Remember where's the shikur shema over here? The two eitzahs. The Rama says that biyachid should say kel melech neman to be mashlin these three words. But it really lechura depends upon the issue I mentioned earlier. If Abba Rabba is a birchas mitzvah, then kel melech neman is a hefsek. But if Abba Rabba, as I said, according to the Rashba, is a Shelech Vodah, so then you can actually hear these words. The truth of the matter is that this is a practice of Gadli Ador. There are those who don't say even Biyachid. However, they look at the Aruch HaShulchan. He has a whole discussion, I believe, on this topic. And there were some don't have a minhag. I think they say about Hagoyna, Moshe Feinstein, Tatzal, although I don't imagine, maybe, I can't imagine he ever davened Biyachidus, but if he did, apparently his practice was not to say Kel Melech Neman, but that the Minhag Olam actually that Biyachi you do say it, Betzibu you don't say it, and that's what it's called in the name of the Chazarish and the name of others, and there are those who even say Betzibu. They claim that Briskolov said it even Betzibu, Kel Melech Neman, because he held it was part of the Kriya Shema, and the Mishnah Berurah actually points out, and I think he quotes from Magen Avraham, that when the Betzibu does not repeat Hashem Elokecha Memeh, so then you shouldn't be Melech, you shouldn't go ahead and shall we say, protest those who don't do it. Okay, I guess we have to stop. There's a lot of dumb info. Yeah.
You told us like a few weeks ago we were talking about like singing in Shmoneh Esrei and Gospels repeat words.
Yes, that is a Rabbi Soloveitchik Veiz Mir. You wouldn't dare repeat a word in his presence of Shmoneh Tzibur. Wow. The Rabbi Vanya also, that's all. Both of them are very, very makpid at repeating words.
So mine, when you end Shema, do we, I know you said 240, 245, 248. Why don't we just say like Kel Melech Neman or anything else?
As so opposed to
repeating words.
Yeah. Why the Shia Tzibur repeats Hashem Elokecha Memes? That's a good question. Okay, that needs discussion. We need that. We shall do some. What? What did you say? I'm sorry?